Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
With us. We'll get to Roger, Dale, James, Zachary, all of you. I appreciate you joining us. Listen, Carlos, here's the deal. I've been to the Mecha and La Raza meetings. I've watched the videotapes. I know the Big Ford Foundation is funding it. And for whatever reason, politically, the federal government 40 years ago or so funded the liberation theology, just like they funded the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, to radicalize groups so they could then play people off against each other. I get that. I get that. And if somebody is into the Second Amendment, liberty, freedom, then I absolutely love them. We've got a guy who works here, one of my best people, just tireless, smart, cool. I'm even trying to talk him into doing some radio. Max, but he worries about retribution against his family in Venezuela. And he's here legally, you know, did it all properly. And he absolutely hates Hugo Chavez and communism and gets it. Hey, I wouldn't have a problem with 30 million Maxes. But I'm sorry, I've looked at the actuaries. Most of these illegals who are aliens of this country, that's what Mexico calls illegals that come in, are absolutely foundation, university run. Constant talk about Whitey, constant we're going to set up a socialist, you know, Mecha La Raza. And so I've tried to put the word out. I've even reached out to these groups in Austin. And one time I'm like, listen, I'd like you to come on the radio. I'd like you to, you know, understand this. Listen, fat pig gringo. This is one of the main leaders of the guy that then had the big Mecha parade. We're going to kick you out of this country, basically. I said, that's it. I'm coming down to bullhorn your event. He goes, you wouldn't dare. I dare you. Something bad. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm coming. And I don't care how it looks. I'll go out in front of 5,000 Hispanic Klan members and tell them to go to Hades. I don't care. Because I'm just like I bullhorn the Klan repeatedly. But see, in political correctness, it's okay to have Hispanics be taught to hate white people, and I'm sick of it. I mean, this is a government plan to get us at each other's throats, and I have had enough, Carlos. So here's the deal. I mean, how many Latin Americans do we take? Do we take 700 million? That's what's down there. In 20 years, there's going to be over a billion. Do we take a billion people up here? And I'm sorry, I've been to Central America. I've been down there. For whatever reason, they never got a culture of freedom going. And I don't know how to explain it to you. It is imploding, and I don't have an issue with immigration to this country. The problem is that a large portion of these folks see an American flag on somebody's shirt at public school, even if the Hispanic kid has the shirt on, and they're sent home. Now, be honest about it, Carlos. Is there not a large contingent of people that see themselves as Mexicans and who think they're, quote, engaging in the La Reconquista?
There is a huge amount of people that do that. I absolutely agree with you, and I absolutely agree that they are extremists, and these people are attempting to do the same thing on one side that extremists do on the other side and on other sides of this fight. And like you said, they want us all at each other's throats. My only point is this. Mexicans that come here, that come to this country illegally, they pay taxes because their employers, I know this because I worked for paralegal firms that deal with 99% Hispanics, and they are told to make sure and put some sort of tax wage on their taxes. Otherwise, they might end up getting looked at by the federal government. They pay in.
No, I know they pay sales taxes and everything. I got all that. Listen, all I'm saying is we should have a whole discussion about this another day. Here's another thing. The United States within 10 years is going to be half Hispanic. And Hispanics that are Americans should ask themselves, are you going to buy into this Ford Foundation stuff and let unlimited in? Because it's going to destroy your future as well. I don't care what color you are. They need to fix their problems in Mexico.
Did Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Finishing up, if you just joined us, with what I was saying to Carlos earlier, he was calling from Washington State. Hispanics are soon going to be 50% of the U.S. population by 2020, the U.S. Census believes. So if people look at this from a racial position, you've won. You've won. You're America. White people don't have children anymore. White people are in love with their iPods. White people have lost so much of their soul that they can't even have children. You're right when Mecha and La Raza says, look at you. You're dead. Your culture's dead. Yes. Yes, all civilizations commit suicide. America has committed suicide. Europe's dead. Pat Buchanan's talked about it. Death of the West. So I would say to the new holders of this civilization, which came out of Europe, which set up Latin America right out of Spain, that you should come back to your Western roots and that you should embrace it and see America as yours. Because my issue is, I care about people in Brazil, Mexico, you name it. I wish they could all come here. But this country is bankrupt. And government and the collectivists go and recruit the illegals that come to this country. They have their babies here for free. I can't do that. Citizens are turned away from emergency rooms. They've told the 800-plus cities, give the illegals healthcare first. This is a fact because the corporations use taxpayer funding as an incentive to get the cheap labor here to drive down wages further. That doesn't help Mexico. That then drives their wages down further. That then drives China's wages down. This has all been broken down by computers. But Ross Perot told you 16, 17 years ago, giant sucking sound. When we lower our wages, it does not help Mexico. It does not help China. It helps the very few, and only in the short term. I'm telling you, Al Gore, you're going to lose our industry.
That is ridiculous, Ross. This is a good deal. It's going to...
Wait, I have to get in a real Nelly mode.
It's going to...
Let me do some twinkle eyes. I can't do twinkle eyes and be a man bear pig. Let me try.
Listen, Larry, this is going to double job in the next 10 years.
I mean, come on. Look, the globalists are for open borders. If we've got plenty of room in this country, if there was no welfare, and if we could literally educate these people coming out of tyranny about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Ron Paul-style ideas, and then once they became citizens said, here's your machine gun, okay, then there wouldn't be an issue with maybe another 50 million or so in a couple decades. The problem is it takes time to grow the infrastructure. See, that brings in welfare. Look, I don't want to have to get off into the whole science of it. The issue is people who are American, regardless of what color you are, you got to look at your children and ask yourself the question. The globalists are for open borders and unlimited immigration. Now, everything the globalists are for is bad for you. That's a good rule of thumb. But once you intellectually and economically and historically look it up, you're going to see the facts there. You're going to learn that indeed it is bad. Okay? Every other country has immigration controls but us. We're a joke. We're a joke. The country is collapsing. Okay? That's all I have to say on the subject. And you heard the Hispanic American guy earlier, you know, say, no, I admit it's massive amounts of Hispanics are like La Raza, get the gringo. Okay, but let's just get it out in the open. Point is, I'm not going to sit here and play along with this game that the government foundations didn't engineer this in the universities and high schools. It was taught where I was. I went to Anderson for 2 years here in Austin. And I was taught white people are evil by the white teachers. This is La Reconquista. The Hispanics will get you. The whites are evil. I was taken to the University of Texas in art class and taught by one of their Chicano studies guys that America was bad and that I was bad. And I said, I don't agree with this. Mexico had its own atrocities and problems, a new history. And they totally freaked out, had a meeting, and came up and said, how do you know history? And who are you? And it was like they found a leprechaun or something, that I was, you know, 18 years old. I was in high school 5 years. Didn't really go the first year. All right, I'm going to shut up now because Mike Adams is here. It's just a caller brings up a subject like that, and it just gets me going. We'll also go to your calls, and Mike can speak on any issue. I want to get Mike's take on the latest in Libya. I want to get his take on some other issues and real environmentalism versus this corporatist environmentalism where they only use it as an authoritarian tool while distracting from all the real environmental issues that are out there. But Mike Adams, of course, heads up National News. He also has been doing rap songs that actually are very popular. He tells me he's doing a heavy metal song later. So this is a literal virtuoso renaissance man with us here today, and we'll talk about his new rap persona a bit later. Naturalnews.com, of course, and many other ventures. But you've got several breaking news items. First off, we're going to get into the fact that we're learning about some of the behind-the-scenes activity that's going on to manipulate vaccine data for the public. And you also then have learned more about the KGB-style operations that were used to go after Rossum Foods and now dairies and facilities all over the country where the new cocaine is milk, is cheese, is tomatoes that are actually grown and sold that aren't GMO.
Yeah, we have a number of issues to get into here, Alex, today. Let's start with the Institute of Medicine and the vaccine issue, because Friday, the Institute of Medicine, the IOM, released its report called Vaccine Adverse Effects. And this report documented some of the adverse effects of MMR vaccines. And in this report, the IOM admitted that MMR vaccines actually cause measles, and they cause seizures, and they cause anaphylactic shock, and other vaccines cause skin lesions and live viral infections throughout the body, and other things like that. But the mainstream media, predictably, looked at this and said, well, we're just going to report this one headline that says the IOM declares vaccines don't cause autism.
And by the way, this report is at Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com. I'm scrabbling around looking for it here in my stack, but we'll put that headline on screen. Here it is. Secret vaccine industry ties and military involvement with Institute of Medicine. You have it all footnoted from their real reports, but that's what they'll do. It's like Monsanto with Searle. In the 70s, they admitted that the aspartame killed almost all the baby monkeys they gave it to in their mother's milk, but they spun it and said, three of the monkeys lived, and so it means it's good.
Right. There's a total spin on this. The old dinosaur media is completely spinning this story, lying with the headlines. But we did a complete breakdown of what the report actually says and reported that on Saturday, which was also published on Infowars.com. And then we started to ask the questions. Who funds the Institute of Medicine? Where does the money come from? Does it have conflicts of interest? Now, the answer is yes, because this report, which is about vaccines, comes from the IOM, which is funded, get this, Alex, it is funded by Monsanto, PepsiCo, McDonald's, and all the major vaccine companies, Merck, Pfizer, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson, Wyeth, AstraZeneca, Sanofi, Aventis. All of these companies are giving money to the Institute of Medicine. Now,
think about the precedent, though. If they could set the precedent to make us take their products and to try to mandate it and then run the hoax that it's the law and make us eat GMO, and as the deaths mount and the disease mounts and as their own reports mount, they just run around saying we're conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, and here's why this matters, to your point more specifically. Remember when Obama recently announced that Medicare must cover birth control pills that had to be paid for by Medicare? That was based on an Institute of Medicine recommendation. So the IOM puts out these recommendations that then become public policy. So the FDA turns to the IOM to make policy. The CDC turns to the IOM to make policy about vaccines. Now, after 9/11, just a month later, the IOM said that the attacks on 9/11 proved that we need more vaccine production in America. And it said we need to create something called the National Vaccine Authority, the NVA.
And that comes out of BioShield, that $10 billion program with the level 4 bioweapons labs everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. This is all tied into the military, and we'll get into some of those ties more. I mean, the Institute of Medicine is funded in part by the Department of Defense, funded by Department of Homeland Security. Even though it says on its website that it receives no funding directly from the government, we uncovered proof, and I've got the chart right here that shows it's actually 64.9% of the funding comes from government organizations that then funnel this money into the Institute of Medicine.
They lied to us. They would never do that. Well, that's kind of like Media Matters saying we get no George Soros money, but then you go to the chain, he gives money to a foundation that then gives it to them.
Right.
And then once it came out, he just said, all right, here's millions directly to them.
That's what they're doing. They're shuffling this money around.
So tell me about this this chart here.
On the left, the big pie chart on the left, 64.9% is money from the government. And the other third in the yellow on the far left is about one third comes from private industry.
Bill Gates and people.
Bill Gates gives money directly to the Institute of Medicine. In fact, Alex, and your listeners will know why this is important. This report on adverse effects of vaccines was allowed to be reviewed before publication, to be reviewed by, number one, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Number two, a military weapons defense contractor, Northrop Grumman.
Well, they really care. They've got something special they want us to take. And they've already got us to the point of accepting the governor of Texas saying, take a shot, they know, killed people in the trials.
Yeah.
I mean, this is eugenics. This is the military trying to murder America. And folks, the military in thousands of tests has murdered our own troops knowingly. They've shot kids up with syphilis and HIV and every other disease you can imagine. They've been caught over and over again. This is a fact. And under martial law, they will release the bioweapon. They will give you then the binary vaccine, generally with a triggered soft kill that kills you a decade down the road, so that they can have plausible deniability. Just like the Pentagon in Vietnam wanted to have the enemy shot with a .223 round that would only wound them and then debilitate them. And then the military-industrial complex itself is owned by the big megabanks. And then they have Big Pharma in the hospitals they own. And then when you go to their hospitals, it's all actuaried out under government health care where the doctors can't even give you real health care. The computer tells you what to do. And then they suck all the money you've saved out of you with a bioweapon they hit you with. So they hit you with a bioweapon, then they have the treatment, a perfect weapon, where you then even extract the money and the resources out of someone. This is the genius.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Fine here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Thank you.
it in here because it freaks me out so bad to know that you're doing the research along the lines we've done even deeper. And to know that they even brag. They roll out the diseases, and then they have the treatments that another division develops, and then the scientists developing that don't even know. So this is such a cold-blooded way to not only kill you early, but to extract all the wealth out of you. So, Mike, please continue. This is such a big deal that the PR group they claim is independent is Department of Defense Bill and Melinda Gates.
Well, that's a great example of what you're just talking about there. Remember, the Institute of Medicine was created by Congress in 1970, but it's a nonprofit. It has become the go-to authority for any time the president or the CDC or the FDA.
Yeah, I'm an independent.
Say something.
I'm an independent.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they claim to be independent, but of course, where does their money come from? Government. But some of the ties in here throughout the IOM are quite incestuous. For example, one of the more prominent members of the IOM is a board of director of PepsiCo. He also sits on the boards of two pharmaceutical companies and one medical device manufacturer named Medtronic, which, of course, has been sued by 22 states for committing alleged fraud. Now, one of the pharmaceutical companies that this man sits on the board of, it develops pharmaceuticals to treat kidney disease. Well, kidney disease is one of the most common side effects of taking vaccines. And we've established this through many interviews before with kidney experts, dialysis experts, tell us this. So if you look at how this is all connected, Alex, you've got vaccines that cause diseases like kidney disease, like autism, like neurological problems, and then people go to the hospital to get treated for those diseases. They end up taking the drugs made by the drug companies, which are run by the board director members who are also members of the IOM. That's just one example of this circle, this racket that goes on behind the scenes.
Please continue with your report.
Sure. Well, on the defense side, on the military side, and by the way, I see vaccines as being really militarized here in the next year or two. I think we're looking at a situation. Remember when Baxter Pharmaceuticals got caught shipping live viruses in its vaccine samples? That was about, 18 months ago or so? Now we have the Institute of Medicine admitting that some vaccines cause live virus infections throughout the body. I think we're looking at a situation here in the very near future where a pandemic will be caused by the vaccine industry. They're going to put live viruses in the vaccines, cause the pandemic, and then cite the Institute of Medicine's safety report as the reason to push for national mandatory vaccines, which will be enforced by Department of Homeland Security.
Well, we know under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, they tried to get forced inoculation through. But it failed because the first responders wouldn't be inoculated to then be the enforcer. So they said, well, you can make people take shots, but you don't have to. And we know in the H1N1 it came out, they put a, quote, marker virus in vaccines the year before that was the H1N1. So any big vaccine they push that they're really behind, that's the special vaccine that's had the other things added. And they've known for decades. Crohn's didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's like getting the cold. Everybody's got it. They've gone in the gut, proven measles vaccines. So, and Bill and Melinda Gates, the forefront in studying diseases of the gut and then treatments. I mean, these people have got it all figured out.
There's more on this on the military side, too. Northrop Grumman, who, again, was allowed to review this report by the IOM. This is the global military defense contractor that was caught by the State Department in the 1980s selling computer code off of Air Force One to the Russians. This company has been found by the State Department to be engaged in illegal international arms trafficking in violation of all State Department rules regarding the exporting of computer code, missile guidance systems technologies, for example, many other examples of that. This company was given a prominent role in a $5 billion grant by the CDC to develop a vaccine tracking information technology system. And in that grant, Northrop Grumman bragged in a press release that it was going to use its cybersecurity technology to innovate new systems. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but to innovate new systems to track the spread of infectious disease and to develop more aggressive inoculation or vaccination technologies.
Well, what they said, I remember that coming out a few months ago, that they're going to come out with the new tracking systems where you've got to have your shots to be able to go out and do anything. Yeah. So the forcing the public to do this. Stay there. Let's continue with this groundbreaking research, and then we're going to get into the KGB tactics. as they try to shut down the grassroots sale of lemonade, tomatoes. It's the new cocaine. Lemonade, Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back. Your phone call's coming up as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Don't forget, starting in just 3.5 days, September 1st, we're going to have a news program every night, Monday through Friday, at 7 p.m. That way, it forces me to be focused, condensed, but hard-hitting, and only squeeze in the most important information. And I think that we're going to end up probably putting more information in 30 minutes than we do in 3 hours because I've seen the special reports we've done that are really a beta test for the nightly news. We're still going to have the special reports as well, and people love them, and they're informative, and it makes me be focused. And I've done talk radio so long. I do a good job, but I kind of get too comfortable. When I'm doing TV, And I do it without a teleprompter. By the way, this is teleprompter-free television. I've got to be absolutely focused. I've got 2 minutes to talk. to cover three or four subjects and then go to a news piece and then come back and spend a minute analyzing it. So it's more of like an intelligence briefing. This is all about the explosion of the alternative media to the next level. Tomorrow's network 10 years ago. And we're just simply taking it to a new level today. And your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships make it possible. So please get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. By the way, a little secret. I have it turned up where when you're logged in on the passcode can be logged in 6 times at the same time. So don't share it with too many people just because I can't afford the bandwidth. But I said, you know what, in non-peak times and stuff, we can handle this. For every person that logs in, for every person that gets a $5.95 a month membership, you can share it with 5 other people. But just tell them, hey, if you share it with too many folks and more than 6 of us log in with this, it's going to block us. Okay? So really, you buy one membership, you get 5 free. $5.95 a month, 15 cents a day. We're hiring reporters, webmasters, writers, which is a chore in itself just to vet people and train them. But it's very exciting, the team we've got. They've done a great job. And also, help us spread the word about InfoWars Nightly News. By the way, Ron Paul is on with us Wednesday. Excited about that. We've got some other huge guests every night that are going to be on that TV show. We're going to have guests, news packages, reporters in the field. I mean, have you seen the special reports we posted on my YouTube channel? My wife and family, who are normally critical, because I ask them to be critical, they're like, no, this is incredible. This is really good. And Mike Adams has agreed. Sometimes he'll be a fill-in host on the nightly news. Aaron Dykes. We've got Darren McBreen here. Great reporter. Worked for big national outfits. And if we get more members and if we're able to pay for it, right now there's no sponsors. So we haven't even sold sponsors yet. There's going to be a few sponsors. We'll be able to really start building. And let me give you a newsflash. We're going to start having health shows. We're going to start having firearms, Second Amendment programs, national sovereignty, intelligence reports. I intend, if this takes off, to bring in whole teams of people, and it's not just going to be PrisonPlanet.tv anymore. It's going to be a springboard onto television. Okay? I could already be on television, but it's this little network, this cable system. That's great. We're going to be on those within just a few months because they're out there. They want them. I've got to have the deployment system where it's fiber optically sent up to these hubs. I've got to pay for the tens of thousands of dollars of equipment on that. We're just getting it launched, but you're going to see more. And again, we're stepping up here. The fact that we've had such a big effect is the reason I'm doing this. Now, Mike Adams, again, people like Mike Adams with hardcore key news in here with us, this platform is about empowering them as well. That's what natural news does, is empowers millions of other people around the world. I mean, there's not many things that are similar to InfoWars, but natural news is certainly something that, in a lot of ways, is doing the same thing and even surpassing us, Mike. And that's a good feeling because I'm not in competition with people. I wish there were 5,000 Mike Adams and 5,000 Alex Joneses.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way about it. That's why I love to fill in for you whenever I'm asked. And I wrote this article about you about a week ago. I don't know if you saw it, but I even said in the article, look, I never asked for compensation or anything like that. This is about patriots, you know, banding together to put the truth out there. There's no competition. It's total cooperation about informing people, educating people. I mean, we cover more health and food freedom.
They're murdering people knowingly. These are cold-blooded Hitlers.
Exactly, exactly. We all got to rise up and just play a role in this. Whenever we are called to play a role, we got to jump on that. And
that's why you're getting into music. Let me tell you, you're talented. My wife likes that genre of kind of pop rap and other people in the office do, and they say that's good. I mean, I know that most of it tortures my ears. The kind of pop stuff. I like some of the old school stuff, but yours, I actually enjoyed it.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks. Well, we have a couple more songs coming out.
And it has a very positive message.
That's a real positive song. I wrote the words to that really a year ago, before things got darker out there. I think if I were to write it now, it might be a little more edgy. But nevertheless, I know you wanted to get into the FDA and its KGB tactics. Is that where you want to go?
Yeah, but first tell us about the new rap icon.
Oh, well, the new
character.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I launched an artist label, an artist name, Amethios, and that's at amethios.com.
And is that Greek?
Well, it's sort of supposed to sound Greekish, but the truth is, to me, ame from the Latin root means love and compassion. And theos is indicative of theology or spirituality or higher power.
So the religion of love.
Really, that's really what it comes down to. And actually, if you think about it, Alex, most of what we do here in sort of the patriot movement or the alternative media is about compassion. We're trying to save people's lives. We're trying to awaken people to
wow, they're putting radioactive isotopes in the water, not just fluoride. I'm angry about this. I want to warn other people. I call us the normal movement. It's normal to be concerned.
Exactly. Exactly. Some of the crazy critics think that we do this out of fear or hate. Not at all. We do this out of compassion because we want to help our fellow human beings survive and be informed and be aware and be prepared and be able to defend themselves and their families, grow their own food, stand up for their liberties. That comes out of love, ultimately, Alex. And I know that word maybe isn't tossed around here a lot.
Well, it's Al-Qaeda.
But it's... ultimately, that's what it comes down to. We love our fellow human beings. We love freedom. We love liberty, and we're willing to fight for it and sing for it and rap for it. You know,
I love it. No, it's pure genius. So give us the Amethios website.
Well, AMETHIOS.com.
Or go to naturalnews.com. Yeah. Okay, just finishing up the last story, that you've got this government-created group that operates as independent and claims it only gets private funding. A perfect non-governmental organization, and then it turns out 64.9% Department of Defense, Bill and Melinda Gates, which might as well be government, creepily going around lying because they've got a problem. They wanted to kill us with the vaccines and do all this and give us degenerative diseases, which they profit from, but now it's coming out, as you mentioned, that these vaccines are totally screwing people up.
Well, remember, this Institute of Medicine, this is the same group, Alex, that gave the recent vitamin D deficiency recommendations and warned we shouldn't take too much vitamin D. It said Americans should only have about 600 IUs of vitamin D. I take 10,000 a day.
Thousands of scientists saying you're not going to get these internal cancers cut in half, all this stuff. And they come out and say, don't do it, because they know the sun, despite all these poisons, and I'm pretty unhealthy, I can go out and lay out for 30 minutes and feel rejuvenated. They're like, no, be cave dwellers like us. The sun is evil. It's with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's a whole fascinating history. In fact, the IOM, remember last year when the experiments on the Guatemalan prisoners came out, the illegal medical experiments funded by the U.S. government and the NIH?
What, putting a loving syphilis in them?
That's exactly what it was. And Obama said, oh, we have to appoint an investigative commission to look into this. And he turned to the IOM and said, we want you to investigate it.
The very guy's doing it.
The IOM had to recuse themselves because some of their members apparently had ties or were involved medical experiments.
No, it's like, look at an investigation going right now. The investigation is found. We should fund these groups even more to make sure this doesn't happen in the future. They'll actually do that. They'll say, we need more funding because FEMA confiscated guns in New Orleans.
Well, that's the FDA's line. We need more funding because the food is dangerous, even though they're the ones making the food dangerous. You know, they're the ones who look the other way when Cargill brought in ground turkey and was distributing ground turkey contaminated with salmonella all across the country. Both the USDA and the FDA looked the other way. Did you know right now today, in terms of chicken sold in grocery stores, two-thirds of it is routinely contaminated with salmonella every single day? You don't hear a word about that. All you hear is about how dangerous the raw milk is, which isn't even dangerous at all.
They've written regulations to legalize vaccines killing people. Well, the Vaccine Damage Fund law says we can because it's government mandated. The government said so. Oh, we're allowed to sell you rotten beef, rotten pork, rotten chicken because we radiate it now because the government said we're allowed to. Oh, the government says Walmart can inject water into their food.
Yeah, right. That's why I love being in Texas, by the way, because you go out to the farmers markets and I go out and there's a local producer of free range beef and I buy these beef bones.
That's Al-Qaeda meetings.
And we raise chickens now. We're getting eggs every day. So we're eating our own chicken eggs that are produced right on our own farm. And it's beautiful. And I keep wondering, when is the FDA going to come raid my little chicken
house? Oh, I saw an article a few days ago where even in cities where they have laws that you can have chickens, they're raiding people and fining them now.
Yeah, well, it clearly it's very criminal activity. But FDA spies, we got to get into that.
Yeah, go ahead, take it away.
All right, so we had, after the Rawson Food raids, which, of course, the SWAT-style armed FDA-led raids on these raw dairy producers in Venice, California. After that happened, we had three informants approach us with information about the FDA creating a spy network of infiltrators who are infiltrating the raw dairy movement.
They've been right here in Austin. Nobody's hiding it. It's totally legal, and there's these weird creeps creeping around.
Well, yeah, they're trained by the FDA, and the FDA trains them in social engineering techniques and KGB-style techniques. And it turns out that most of them are women, by the way, because women can go in and give a story of, I have a child that I can't breastfeed, that's why I need raw goat's milk to keep my baby alive.
They did that with the Amish, and they'll even beg until they agree to sell to them. Well,
right.
I only sell this to my neighbors. Please, sir, please. I want to SWAT team you so bad.
That's it. And they'll name drop. They'll say, oh, I talked to Farmer Joe over here, and he said I should talk to you because you're the inside source for raw goat's milk to keep my baby alive. But it's all a lie. These are all FDA infiltrators and spies who are setting up these farmers for entrapment. To be raided.
And, of course, the FDA pushing death and destruction. Now, anything wholesome and good is bad.
Well, exactly.
Sunlight is evil. Well, Cass Sunstein said they should pass a law to arrest people that say sunlight's good for you. What did he attack? Sunlight, 9/11 truth, and people that don't believe in man-made global warming.
Look, we had an informant that told us the FDA sent armed men to their house, or at least men dressed in government uniforms that they assumed who looked armed. I don't know if they wielded guns in their face or anything. But the men threatened this farmer, said, you don't sell raw dairy, and if you go public with us showing up at your house and verbally intimidating you, we're going to declare your dairy herd to be infected with mad cow disease and have them all destroyed.
Oh, he should go public. This is the terrorist saying they'll frame you. Just like we have New York cops going, you're not allowed to protest, but we have a permit. We're going to take you to jail. Your camera's a gun. And the cops frame them and give them the camera because their superiors love frame-ups.
Yes, yeah.
Pure evil.
And for those who don't believe this, by the way, there's a movie coming out called Farmageddon. This is the documentary about some of these raids, and the website is farmageddonmovie.com.
When is that coming out? I want to get them on.
It's being previewed, I think, in Chicago in a couple of days, but it's still in theaters. You can watch the trailer.
Who's putting that out? I want to get them on.
You know, it's a woman named Kristen, I'm sorry. Kristen, I can get you her phone numbers.
Because we might want to carry that in the store.
But this movie documents a case where the feds came into a sheep farm and declared that all the sheep were contaminated with mad cow disease and literally stole the sheep, took them away, and had them all cremated.
Well, it turns out that's what they did in England. It came out in the news. The government accidentally released weaponized foot and mouth. Remember in 2000?
Right. I remember.
And then killed almost the entire sheep and cow herd except for Big Agra.
Yeah.
They literally destroyed everybody and then wouldn't let people set back up. Is that not genius?
Well, it's incredible, but it shows you the lengths they'll go to. I mean, these are animal murderers, for one thing. But they're also human murderers in the sense that they would go in and raid the raw food outfits to deny children their nutrition. A lot of parents were buying the raw milk.
But then lie and say, we are, you know, we know your sheep don't have mad cow,
right.
Mad sheep. We're just going to say it.
Yes.
Shows how they use the threat of contagion as their total excuse.
And what we're seeing is a militarization of the FDA. Which extends to the IOM and the military ties that we sort of touched on.
Department of Education, without warrants, is now kicking down doors.
Yeah, and I understand tomorrow you're going to have the CEO of Gibson Guitars on.
Yes.
They were raided by the feds for what? Illegal wood. Now, do you realize where they could go with this? If the wood in your guitar is illegal, they could say the wood stock on your firearm is illegal.
No. They admit that. That's why I wanted to cover this over the weekend, and I never did because I got busy on other subjects. It was even in the Wall Street Journal and other articles that now they're going to go back to even 100-year-old guitars, pianos, guns.
Incredible.
And if it's from any of these countries now, Even if no. You're going to be SWAT teamed. So exactly, the government isn't enough to make drugs illegal and then come after people for drugs they bring in. Now it's going to be light bulbs, which they're now coming after folks for, the wrong kind of power, the wrong kind of washing machine, wood, and they're admitting they're now raiding people over guitars that are even 60 years old. And when you try to fly out of the country with them, if you can't prove, no matter what it is, where the wood came from, they're taking it.
It's
a total authoritarianism.
I'm sure this is another reason for them to try to arrest Willie Nelson, by the way. They go after his guitars now. But do you realize where they could extend this?
What's the name of his guitar? Trigger? The one he's had so long, Touch Trigger.
Oh, really?
He's had since he was a kid?
Well,
that's it for that thing.
An Al-Qaeda instrument.
Let's put Trigger up there that he bought in Texas like 65 years ago. I think he was about 11 when he got it, so I guess it was like 70 years ago. He's like 76.
But look, if they can outlaw materials now, they could say, well, the gallium in your solar panels is illegal from China. So all gallium is illegal, and they could confiscate all solar panels.
No. That's the new system. Green police are there to make sure you get bisphenol A. They're there to make sure you don't get your vitamins. I mean, I've checked it. They're going after everything that doesn't matter while ignoring the GMO.
Yeah. Well, that's you're exactly right. Right. GMOs are genetically contaminating our world. Suicides of farmers are at record levels throughout India, and I think we're going to see more farmer suicides in the U.S., maybe even in Texas, because the drought combined with GMO failures is just driving people to real misery.
You know what, Mike Adams? We're going into overdrive. I've got a bunch of meetings I got to do for the TV show. How would you like to host the show for an hour coming up?
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Listen, do 30 minutes of Overdrive at prisonplanet.tv and on the audio streams at Infowars.com that will all be archived to prisonplanet.tv and then shot out across the web to the four corners of the planet. And he's going to do that Overdrive and go to the callers that are patiently holding as well after he continues to get into some of the other news that he has here with us today. So even when I'm off getting ready for the TV show, somebody like Mike Adams comes in here, we'll throw him in front of the microphone. He's a great radio talk show host. But for the official show that ends in about 5 minutes, I'll be back tomorrow, obviously, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We got Ron Paul coming up on Wednesday and a bunch of other big guests throughout the week. And we're also getting some of the people on from Gibson as well to talk about their raid. And by the way, the government already raided them 2 years ago and had to admit that they had already raided them before and that they had been not guilty of that. And they're buying the certified wood. but it's about wood instead of we're chemtrailing you, we're modifying the crops, we're splicing all these animals together.
They really don't have any justification, Alex, to raid them. This is what the U.S. is turning into. The federal regulators are now just raiding you as a nuisance tactic. They have no law on their side. You know, law has been thrown out throughout the executive branch.
No, it's a bunch of control freak parasites. Who act like complete... That's when you wake up to corruption, is when the cops are saying, we're going to frame you and stuff. Yeah. You're like, wow, you're really a criminal.
Yeah.
The government's really criminal.
Hey, people are waking up all over the place now. I mean, the raw dairy thing woke up a lot of people in California who really weren't paying attention to the coming police state until this happened. Now, Gibson guitar raid, this is waking up a lot of people throughout the music industry.
Thousands of lemonade stands, and even Forbes had to admit, this is about cracking down on grassroots activity, making you go to big box stores. They don't want humans doing normal human activities.
Right. Well, I can't wait for them to outlaw rock and roll, to start raiding record stores for no reason, because, I don't know, there's BPA in the vinyl or something, and you know, who knows what they'll come up with. It's just some crazy idea.
It's all about power grabs. They're just training us to accept bizarre behavior.
Well, that's what it is, and as long as they keep doing this, they're actually sort of working for us, because they're creating the reaction. As you say, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Every time they conduct an unjustified, illegal raid, they wake up another sector of society that says, wait a minute, this is not a free country anymore, and we must take a stand and fight for our liberties, otherwise we're going to lose them.
I saw the Atlantic, being a big liberal publication, saying, oh my gosh, how do you make musicians, tea partiers, you know, take their guitars? And they said, the whole internet's on fire. Thousands of musician sites are totally angry and don't believe in our global warming takeover. We've got to be nicer. Again, they don't want to move their green police too quick. It's like, we'll micromanage everybody later. First, just start taxing their fuel. Let's get the horse in the back of the trailer. Don't let them know we're taking them to a glue factory.
But it is like they're in a hurry now. They seem to be accelerating and escalating these raids and the attempts to outlaw dietary supplements, which, by the way, the Institute of Medicine has been in favor of for a long time, actually issued a position paper on that. We've got a big call-in day coming up September 8th, a nationwide call-in day to complain about the FDA's attempt to outlaw dietary supplements that we covered here on your show weeks ago. That issue's still out there. They're going to keep trying to outlaw our music instruments, our food, our supplements. Who knows what else they're going to go after, Alex? And firearms, of course, that goes without saying. But, you know, what else is on their target list next to
go
after?
Well, everything is. And you know, they've got to ship guns into Mexico to blame it on the Second Amendment. They're going to do it. That's it for the official transmission. We're going to be back in 1 minute, and I'll be riding shotgun no longer. He'll be in the catbird seat here straight ahead. Mike Adams coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.